This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado could enforce new rules on social media companies under a bill headed to Governor Jared Polis. But CPR's Megan Verlee reports it could have trouble getting his signature.
The bipartisan bill would require companies to do more to crack down on accounts that are involved in things like illegal drug or gun sales or the exploitation and trafficking of minors. Companies would have no more than 72 hours to verify complaints and shut down accounts if they confirm a violation. The bill passed with strong legislative support, but could face trouble from the governor. Polis's office said he's concerned it requires technology companies to act as law enforcement and could harm freedom, innovation, and privacy. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The Colorado House of Representatives passed some controversial proposals yesterday during a rare Sunday meeting. The bills would expand protections for abortions and gender-affirming care. They passed despite Republican objections. House leadership convened the chamber over the weekend, likely to get ahead on work before this week's big debates over the state budget. Lawmakers have about a month left to finish their work before this year's legislative session ends. Colorado's health department has added a third location in Pueblo where people may recently have been exposed to measles. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
That location is a Walmart. On its website, the agency says public health epidemiologists discovered in addition to a deli and a clinic, people may have also been exposed at the Southside Walmart on Northern Avenue, particularly those in or near the pharmacy. It says people may have been exposed there Saturday, March 22nd, between 2:30 and 5 p.m. If you were there and developed symptoms, immediately contact your healthcare provider by phone. If you don't have a provider, call an urgent care center or emergency department. Calling ahead helps prevent more exposures. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
You can find more news at cpr.org.